So this week, it's a continuation of the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. And it's very important for us to remember this, right? That every prayer that we pray in the Catholic understanding is always end with through Christ our Lord, right? We pray through Christ our Lord. And then if we want to make it Trinitarian, then we said through Christ our Lord who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. If we make it Trinitarian, but everything have to go through Christ our Lord. The intercession of the saints fall under that category too. The saints intercede for us through Christ our Lord, right? We always come to Christ. And the Blessed Mother knows her role, and she intercedes for us in that role. So when we come to the saints, when we venerate the saints, and when we ask the saints for their intercessions, it's important that we recognize that the saints are not a hindrance to our faith. They have never been a hindrance to our faith. They know who they are, right? They know who they are, and they are powerful intercessors for us in front of the throne of God. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, don't treat saints like they are different Pokemons that we captured and make sure that, hey, we use this one for that, we use this one for this, and then this and that. No. Saints are the holy ones. And through their own examples of life, example of holiness, example of love, teach us what it means to love Christ. Right? Study from the life of the saints and their example of holiness so that we love Christ even more. And especially, know what it means to leave everything behind to follow Christ. And I think that's very important for us to recognize. My brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus have said to St. Peter today, cast your net into the deep. Cast your net. Trust in me. Do not be afraid. Those words should resonate within us. At times, we rely on our own human ability to be in control or want things to go our way. But have we cast the net into the deep? Have we abandoned ourselves into prayer or not? Yeah, I'm in the military. You're all connected to the military somehow. And sometimes we forget that at the end of the day, we can only do the best that we can. But nothing should be hindrance to us in our prayer life. When we stop to pray, something's wrong. When we stop to pray, then we focus on programs and things to check the mark. And we miss the people. We miss our purpose. We miss our mission. To cast into the deep, to bring people to Christ. If we forget that, then who are we? What are we? We're more than that. We're called to leave our nets behind, to follow the Lord, to love Him. If we're so focused on the details and the things that are mundane, then we miss the point. We miss our calling, and we miss the opportunity to love Him. Therefore, in the midst of it all, my brothers and sisters, listen to Him. Come to Him. Spend time with Him, and allow our prayer time to nourish us deep from within.